The East and the West in Dietary Culture by Ohashi Hisatoshi and Baxter Blake. Recorded by Jack Merluzzi. Published by Sabido. Chapter 1. Why do religions have dietary laws? Unit 1. Why are Jewish dietary laws so strict? Shylock, a character in the comedy The Merchant of Venice by the great English playwright William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616, is a cruel Jew, portrayed by Shakespeare within a realistic setting of contemporary Jewish life. He is a moneylender who lends money to Antonio, a young Venetian man. The young man is unable to repay the money, and so, under the terms of their contract, Shylock demands a pound of flesh cut from Antonio's body. The issue is resolved dramatically at the end of the play, when a court declares, "You may have your pound of flesh, but if you take even a drop of blood from him, you will be a murderer." This cruel contract no doubt came about as a personal response to the discrimination Jews endured in Christian society. Of course, it didn't mean that Shylock wanted to eat human flesh. The Jews called themselves the people of the book, the book in this case being the Old Testament of the Bible. The Bible contains many important rules and prohibitions laid down by God for the Jews to follow, including rules concerning food and drink. When Orthodox Jews, who observe Jewish dietary laws, come to Japan, they fall into despair. In Japan, it is difficult for them to find the foods that they are allowed to eat. There are, of course, almost no Jewish restaurants in Japan. Jews can only eat fish with scales, and the fish has to be wrapped in aluminum foil and grilled with salt. They must eat their salad only with salt. No dressing is allowed. So life in Japan must be very hard on Orthodox Jews. Among the ancient and influential religions of the world, there is none as strict as Judaism for classifying foods as fit or unfit to eat. Foods which meet these standards are considered kosher, that is, fit or proper. For example, any animal which has cloven hooves and chews its cud is kosher. It is forbidden to eat pig, camel, or rabbit because they lack one of these two qualifications. Only fish with fins and scales may be eaten, which means that octopus, squid, shrimp, crab, and catfish are forbidden by dietary laws. Chicken and turkey may be eaten. There is a special law that forbids eating meat, including poultry and milk products together. Utensils used for meat may not be used for dairy products, and vice versa. There is also a ritual method of killing animals that may be eaten. Animals that die of disease or that are found dead may not be eaten. A variety of rules must be observed in the slaughterhouse. A slaughterer has special qualifications and training, and may only use a very sharp knife in order to minimize the animal's suffering. Following the slaughter, the meat must be rinsed in water to remove all traces of blood. To eat a rare steak with traces of blood is out of the question. Orthodox Jewish butchers do not keep hindquarters of meat in their shops. The hindquarters are sold to non-kosher butchers because Jews are forbidden to eat the sciatic nerve and the surrounding blood vessels. Nowadays, while many Jews continue to refrain from eating pork and other traditionally forbidden foods, they will enjoy trying just about anything else. Why does the Old Testament go into dietary laws in such detail? It's only a guess, but when the ancient Hebrews left their Egyptian bondage to wander for years in the desert, suffering all sorts of hardships, these strict rules were vital to promoting both hygiene and a sense of solidarity among the people. If your plane arrives in Israel on a Friday evening and you want a meal, you're out of luck. The Jewish day of rest begins at sunset on Friday and runs until sunset on Saturday. During that time, restaurants are closed. You have to go to the Palestinian section for a meal. The Arabs follow Islam, and their day of rest ends on Friday. And of course, the Christian day of rest is a day later than that of the Jews, on Sunday.